Kurt Madden, the defensive coordinator with the South Titans, joining us here today as they get ready for their opening round of the postseason, going to be hosting Sioux Central on Friday night. And Kurt, I know you guys haven't seen Sioux Central yet this season, but this is a program as far as the kids are probably pretty used to them. They've played them in other sports, so it's not like it's something completely new to you guys.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk to the kids, you know, around the area get to know each other pretty well from other athletic events. You know, you got track and basketball and all those different things going on, so they're very familiar with the quality of talent that Sioux Central has.
Let's talk a little bit about the pods when they came out. I was just chatting with you before the interview here today. You guys get Sioux Central in the opening round. The winner of Jessup and Dyke New Hartford awaits the winner of you guys. What was your guys' initial thoughts as a staff when those pods came out?
At first, we were a little shocked. You know, we thought logistics was going to play a little bit more of a role in keeping games closer to home. But, you know, nobody ever really understands what the state's going to roll out. So pods are what they are. We're sitting here in the postseason. Everybody's got an opportunity to march forward. And you're at the time of the year where it's you win or go home. So when you look at top to bottom from a pod standpoint, I think we have a pretty decent pod. You know, there's a couple teams in there that when you look at overall records, it's a little deceptive. You look at Sioux Central, the team we play, 2-5 on the season. When you look at their overall district, you have three teams that are sitting there in the top eight of the power rankings. We know we have our hands full. When you look forward, you got a very well-coached Jessup team, and then you have a perennial power in Dyke sitting there. So we're just going to focus on what we can control and try to march forward in that regard.
Coach, you mentioned Sioux Central's district being very strong, and their offense is very unique. Not the fact that they just want to run the ball, but how they go about getting up to the line and everything else. How has preparations gone this week, and how do you guys try to replicate what they do offensively?
Well, you know, Brandon does an outstanding job up there at Sioux Central. I mean, they do a nice job of attacking the line of scrimmage from the huddle. They're very quick to the line of scrimmage. Every once in a while, they change up their cadence. And like I said, they like to get downhill in a hurry. You look at overall stats, they like to run the football. But on the backside of that is they like to lull you to sleep, and their play action pass, they can hit you with a big play over the top. So when you start talking overall preparation, I think our kids have been locked in. I think they've been focused. I think they understand that this is kind of the second season. New format means new opportunity, not just for us, but for everybody that's in the playoffs. And like I said, right now, for the past week, we've just been focused on how we can control what we can control.
Coach, it looks like Jaden Harder and Gibson Olsen, their top running backs. What do you see, and what differences are there between those two?
Well, when you overall look at them, they're both pretty similar, I think. Both of them, bigger kids, bigger running backs, both have great natural ability. They run very hard. So, you know, one of the things we've kind of preached to our team from a defensive standpoint is if you think you're going to arm tackle them, it might be a long night. We've got to get to speed before speed gets started. We've got to make sure that it's not one kid rallying to the football. We've got to get 10, 11 guys around the ball. We've done some different things in terms of trying to be able to key on what they're going to do offensively. So hopefully with the proper preparation, proper film study, what we've done in practices, hopefully that gives us a little bit of an edge. But we know from a run game standpoint, they're very physical up front and at the running back standpoint. So we've got to prepare very well.
You mentioned their ability to go over the top. Jacob Hargens looks like the guy that they rely on a lot in the pass game. How do they use him? What type of receiver is he?
Well, he's a lengthy type of kid that's got deceptive speed. And our biggest challenge is they like to hide him in terms of their formation. So, like I said, they like to try to lull you to sleep. They like to pound you up front in the play-action passing game and try to go over the top that way. So as they're trying to run the ball, we just can't fall asleep in terms of what coverages we're in. We've got to be able to communicate on the back end and make sure that we just identify where their different guys are lined up. They do a nice job trying to hide them, and they utilize their run game to help out their play-action pass game.
Coach, let's talk about your defense a little bit. How do you feel like your defense is sitting right now, and where do you feel like you guys have been playing well the last few weeks?
Well, we've always been pretty strong against the run. We take a lot of pride in trying to win the line of scrimmage. Our kids are very focused on that again this week. It's another challenge. I would liken their offensive line to the likes of Pocahontas in our district or a Southeast Valley. They're big up front. They're physical up front. They like to get off the ball, and they attack guys in a hurry. So we're very focused on in terms of trying to win the line of scrimmage. We've challenged our kids. Pad level is going to be critical. They come to the line foot to foot. Like I said, they're coming in a hurry. Once they break the huddle, they're sprinting to the line. So we just got to be ready. We've got to be able to recognize formations and just understand we've got to focus on fundamentally what our keys and responsibilities are, and we should be okay.
Kurt, offensively, you guys can be multiple. You can spread people out. You can run or throw out of that, and then you can go full house tee and go power football if you need to. What do you anticipate Sioux Central doing defensively, and which area do you think they're more concerned about as a D coordinator yourself?
Defensively, they play multiple different fronts, which is going to be a little bit of a challenge for us. You look at their previous film, they run anywhere from a 4-4, a 4-3, 5-2, 5-3. So we just got to be prepared on all facets of we don't know what they're going to do versus our different packages. When you look at if we go full house, we're anticipating them do a couple different things. Hopefully we guess right. But like I said, Brandon does an outstanding job up there making sure their kids are well prepared, and you can see that based off of the film. One of the things that we really like to be able to do is getting our jet stuff and be able to throw the ball a little bit. But they have some athletes out there. You look at their two DN kids, they get off the ball very well. Their linebackers flow to the football very well, and they read and recognize things very well. And on the back end, they just have some good athletes back there that make plays. So, we're going to have our hands full on the offensive side. This is the time of the year where you really want to try to establish the run, and that's what championship-caliber teams try to do. But, again, like I said before, I kind of liken them to Pocahontas and Southeast Valley from our district. They're good up front, so winning that line of scrimmage is going to be very critical in the outcome of the football game.
Kurt, you've mentioned a couple of times at this time of the year, we are week 8, even though it is the opening round of the playoffs. A lot of times you get late in that regular season and into the beginning of the postseason, and teams have bumps and bruises. How are you guys health-wise with that?
We're no different than anybody else. We have a couple minor sprains, bumps and bruises, those type of things. But, we're expecting to be healthy come Friday night. So we're expecting everybody to be there ready to go.
Well, Kurt, appreciate you joining us here today. Wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night. I know the guys on the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show will be looking forward to catching up with you following the game.
Jeff, I appreciate your time. Thanks for having me.
Defensive coordinator again, Kurt Matta, again with the South Central Calhoun Titans. Again, they're going to be hosting Sioux Central coming up on Friday night.